We're going to the game.
You know what? I don't want to play defense. Are you kidding me?
What's game noon?
What the hell's going on? You're playing it safe.
I'm brick.
It's amazing. No way in hell I'm touching it. Are you kidding? That was really fun.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Anomaly. I'm your host, Adrian Todzening, and I'm joined live by Jeremy Stein, the one and only, who still has a mystery job, I believe. Do you still have a mystery job, or can you announce your job?
It's now public information.
It is now public. Do you want to tell us what it is? Besides having worked on Madden and creating the short throw or whatever you said last time, now we can find out what you're doing with your life. Tell us quickly if you feel like it.
I'm the new head of studio for Saibo. They make Subway Surfers and other stuff.
Subway Surfers sounds like a sports game. I'm going to play that, and then we're going to have a day and date extravaganza. Is it out already?
Well, it is the most downloaded game of the past decade.
I don't feel like it really got its due on Sports Anomaly, so now I'm going to have to be one of the downloads, and then we're going to have a day-and-date re-release party for the decade anniversary of it, and it's going to be awesome.
Excellent.
I love it.
Excellent.
Real quick, I just want to announce our Patreon Power Hour, patreon.com/sportsanomaly. Go there. Give us money. It's fun. You'll feel so good. You could give money. Why would I say don't? I was going to say you could give it to a political candidate. Seems timely. And in fact, do that. Do not go to patreon.com/sportsanomaly unless you're so legendary or wealthy that you don't care about anything else. We've had you on recently, so I don't feel like I need to do the interview with you, but I just want to check out your trez level. Now, last episode, just released today, in fact, we're recording this one a bit earlier, we found out about in the X Factors in Madden, there was a trez category, which you could unlock. Lamar Jackson has it, so it's basically when he goes into trez mode, he can't fumble. And Jeremy Stein, we trez. I don't know. What's your trez level tonight?
At least a 9 or an 11. Is that high? Should it be 99?
On 98? A scale of 8. I mean, it's great. It's like you're already you're trez happy on a Tuesday or whatever today is. I don't think it's a Tuesday, but no day matters any longer.
When you're trezzed up, who's counting?
When you're trezzed up, it's all fine. all right, let's move on to the love and hate brought to you by Fat Staccati. Fat Staccati is one of our great Patreon contributors. He threw such a wad of money at us that it balanced out to $25 a month. So, you know, we named a category after him. You too could have a category named after you, Jeremy, if you give us $300 a year, which sounds like a lot, or $25 a month. That sounds way more reasonable. but what's your love this week?
Oh, I guess I'm going to have to love the premiere of Ajax playing Mr. Kudus. I forget his first name, but he moved from Denmark, and all my coworkers are very excited about him being good. Thankfully, Ajax subreddit also quite excited, which means, you know, I'm beyond hyped.
So what's his name? Because it sounded like you were talking about a coach, but I think you're talking about a player.
Let's see.
Kudus. Nobody knows.
Mohamed Kudus. He's Ghanaian?
Yeah. Ghanaian?
Ghanaian?
Yeah.
Ghanaian footballer. But he's been playing in the Danish league, and he's an exciting midfielder, and apparently he had a really good starting game. So it's his first time playing for Ajax. Very excited.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So he's like the Michael Essien. He's a Michael Essien's Michael Essien.
He's a Michael Essien of Michael Essien.
That's pretty good. My love this week is PSG. They are on to the finals, which I think will maybe probably already have been played by the time this podcast release. I don't know, Jeremy. I'm wild. I could do anything. Wow. We always release the episode like every 8 to 9 or 6 days. So who knows? I wanted to have you on for this very like pointed 30-minute episode so we could just hit on FIFA's new features, because people don't need to know too much about us this episode besides that information. But who knows? Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. So that's my love. PSG's into the finals. They're going to play in Lyon or Bayern Munich. And right now we're watching the game as we chat. Who knows when this will release? Maybe in 2 weeks. Maybe I'll just really screw with people, make them wait for it, because, you know, they're going to be thirsty ass trezzers for for wanting this. All right, moving on. What's your hate of the week?
My hate of the week? That I don't know how long people are going to have to wait to hear. No, my hate of the week. I should have prepared for this because I know that we always do this.
Nah.
I guess my hate of the week, it's very sweaty here. I'm complaining about the, like, 2 weeks of nice weather in Copenhagen when it's actually pretty hot.
Right.
They say, I guess, you know, the weather's bad enough here that they have a saying that there's no bad weather. There's only bad clothing.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we'll see how true that is.
Yeah.
For an outsider, but no, it's been really hot and sweaty here. So I don't like being hot, you know. So I probably moved to the right place.
Here, I'm going to give you my hate of the week. We have our new Madden season coming up because Madden 21 is about to release. We're going to have a day and date extravaganza, very possibly, maybe not. Who knows? We're wild cards. But it would actually proves that this is a terrible timing for us to record this episode because. Next week, next Tuesday, is the release of Madden, and we're shoving in some FIFA. But that sort of shows an epicness that people can't even fathom or care about, which is nice. But my hate is that I took the Washington football team and our Madden league. Now, they're the 31st out of 32 teams. I'm relatively average at the game, but I really wanted to restart the league. And what I'm most excited about, Elizabeth Warren coached my team. One of my favorite things about our league is we'll announce coaches. Some people. This last run, people didn't do it as much. But I'm looking at a handful of coaches. If you had to pick a coach for your Madden team, and you're welcome to play in the league. We have a few teams left. But what would be your coach? Now, in the past, Don Draper coached for me. John Hamm, but Don Draper. Kanye West has been a coach in our league, kind of a legendary idiot.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who would you have coach your team?
Oh, always Prince. Even though Prince has also been taken by other Minnesotans, I'll reappropriate Prince. All Minnesotans want to take Prince for their own.
Right.
So Prince.
That's a pretty good – the symbol or the man or the corpse?
Yes.
And that's rude. I feel terrible.
Oh, you'll never set foot in Minnesota again.
No, I feel bad. They're going to ban me.
No. No, it's okay. We Minnesotans don't hold grudges openly.
But I do wonder, do you want the symbol to coach? Because that would be pretty epic to have that bouncing around on the sidelines. Or do you just want Prince? Or is the guitar?
I guess I wasn't that ambitious enough at first.
Yeah.
Symbol bouncing, I mean, of course, the legend himself. That would be amazing.
Okay, that's fine.
But the symbol, full foam, just some random person that, like, Prince is, like, microphoning. He's Cyrano de Bergeracking in. You know, the plays. He's the offensive and defensive coordinator up in the booth.
Yeah.
And there's just a foam symbol on the ground.
I kind of love that. A foam symbol. This is, because I'll just go ahead and tell you. I think AOC, because I'm going to D.C., so it's AO. DC, which my fiance just can't stop enjoying, and by that I mean she just gives me thumbs down and scowls every time she walks by. And then one time she even said AODC, like it was the worst idea, but I think she's coming around to it. But I think AOC would be an interesting choice because I'm now like, am I going to drain the swamp? Am I going to fill the swamp? Is the end zone going to be the swamp? Probably none of it. Because I would want to be as far away from what's happening in D.C. right now. But at the same time, how can I reclaim D.C. through Madden? Okay, moving on. We're not going to have any breaking news this week because all of it's breaking news. So Perfect Tommy, who sponsors that, will be moved on to our feature, the FIFA 21, other stuff we're going to be talking about, brought to you by Perfect Tommy, another one of our legendary Patreon folk. Now, there are three things that we get to go through today. Some may be longer than others. Maybe some you're just going to go, I don't care about that. And that'll mostly take up the amount of time we're going to spend on it. But it's career mode deep dive, a pro clubs deep dive, and a Volta football deep dive. And I wonder which one you'd like to start with.
Oh, geez, what a wonder. Let's start with the most exciting one of them all. I think everyone can agree. Volta football.
Volta football. Volta news. I mean, this is, why is it called Volta?
I don't know. Some marketing team decided it was cool. You know how that happens.
I've just Googled Volta, and I've just discovered that it's a restaurant in Manchester, England. So that's why. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
maybe they're just hoping to pick up on the Mars Volta enthusiasm group that's also, you know, potentially interested in FIFA. You know, you really got to leverage that sub-demographic.
And the also, and you'll not be surprised by this, the cognitive skills provider for your next AI product. Like, they want to try to merge all those things and get Volta out of it. All right. Branding. What is the thing about Volta that you what did you feel about Volta from last year, and did you ever play it besides tiresomely having unplugged your Xbox and then you had to go back in and restart FIFA and it made you play a game? Was that the most you played, or did you actually play it otherwise?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah,
I mean I feel like I played at least an hour of it just from, you know, reloading the game right on a friend's new system, or that time you accidentally press start on the wrong controller
right,
and that person hasn't played the game yet and you're, oh great, we're gonna watch Vinicius
yeah
again, this is
finally
super fun. Finally I gotta do this for the eighth time.
That's amazing. So what do you think of it? I thought it felt very much like a Gen 1 thing. I didn't really care enough to like try to get good at it. A couple times, like way late, I was like, I'm gonna win this damn game, and I finally won one and I was like, I don't feel anything. And that had nothing to do with Volta, but do you have any excitement based on the things that are being rolled out here?
In fairness, it's not for me, so
right,
absolutely not. I mean, you know, it's like to go from a 0 to like a 3, so technically it's increased 30%.
I feel the same way. I read through this and I was like, I don't care still, but it seems better, and actually it's done enough yeah to get me up to that 3 out of 10 level in this case, I think you're talking about, not a 0 out of 3 and then to a 3 out of 3, which is your max excitement. But
yeah, absolutely not. Either a 10-point scale or a 100-point scale. I'm up to a 3. I'm up to a 3.
Can I just tell people at home that while I'm Skyping with Jeremy, I get to look at his face, and he's got a Denmark background, and it's basically like a floating head, and his face keeps getting like gouges keep getting taken out of it, and I worry, and then he comes back, and then the top half of his head is cut off, then he leans back, then he comes back, and it looks like you literally have grown so much hair during the day, he's just been swallowed up by Denmark. So it's like you look like you have a beard that goes literally around your entire head, like a foot long on all sides.
Yeah,
it's pretty great. okay, so just for the people who do care, there's new energized skill moves, there's agile dribbling, there's nutmegs. I mean, there's shooting improvements, defending improvements, attacking intelligence. You can play online together. I think that's nice. You can climb the divisions and ranks. You can earn unique rewards. I mean, I think if you do it to where you can earn stuff, I mean, that feels good. There's limited time events, limited time rewards. That feels nice. You can recruit a team of stars. This... I didn't bother reading, but let's see what it is. Players will have a chance to match their squads against special squads, including current superstars such as Mbappe, icons, all caps, and some groundbreaking talent along the way. If you're able to beat these star-studded squads before the weekly events, you can recruit players from their squad nears. That I've always liked. That's like an NBA Street thing, I believe, but the idea that you beat a team and then you get to pick one of their players. I think that's nice.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. You know?
Yeah.
Great.
There's featured kits. There's new locations. Okay. You can now play in Sao Paulo, Paris, Sydney, Dubai, and Milan. Rank those in terms of if you got 5 tickets to go to these places to watch a Volta game live, what order would you go in? Sao Paulo, Paris, Sydney, Dubai, and Milan. And you have to say Milano.
Milano, or as they would say in New Orleans, Milan.
Right.
So I think my last one would be Milan, because I've been there, and it's pretty close.
Same.
Rio sounds pretty fun.
Nope, not Rio. Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo.
Sao Paulo.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds fun, too.
Okay.
Wait, COVID or pre-Bolsonaro or no Bolsonaro?
Bolsonaro. So, yeah, that puts it at the back for
me now.
That's
the last list. I'm not even going there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
I'm just going to collect the airline miles and put my dog on the flight.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
I guess Paris. I love Paris. We're, you know, we love Paris. I love Paris.
We love Paris.
I think that'd be my number. Yeah.
And the Paris stadium looks cool. It's got like a brick situation. brick shithouse deal. And then Dubai's stadium actually looks like what I would think Sydney's stadium looks like. And so therefore, I would put Dubai set. You know what? I'll go Paris first. Sydney, because my fiance is Australian, and she'll yell at me if I don't. And then Dubai, because it looks like Sydney, which I think is a compliment. And then Milan, because, you know, they've sort of dealt with their stuff. And if you ever listen to the Daily Podcast, the New York Times Daily Podcast, there's a couple interviews with an Italian doctor, and he's just amazing. And he's like, it's like he's mocking himself because he's so Italian, you know? But he's also talking about life and death in this really intense way, and he's just tearing up. It's amazing. So I'm going Milan fourth, and then Sao Bolsonaro last.
Good choice. I think with that ranking, yeah.
Get your tickets. I mean, seeing a Volta game live would really require you to go and just watch a computer screen at these places because they don't exist. So that's fun. Otherwise, yeah, I guess our wrap up on this is 3 out of 10, right? Excitement level. Yeah. It could be better. We might come back on this podcast after the release of the game and just be like, Volta for life.
Wow, it's the only mode we ever play.
Let's go to pro clubs next. I want to talk about that because it's the shortest of the three.
Poor old clubs. Sad pro clubs.
What is pro clubs?
So, like, I'm not cool enough to play pro clubs, but I'm cool enough to know how uncool Volta is.
Right.
That's pro clubs.
So,
pro clubs.
Yeah.
Is what the cool kids play with their friends. So it's like the head to head mode, you know, like you each are controlling a player, 11v11, full squad, you know, like we would go nuts on that. Like getting a full squad, that's pretty fun. But if you don't have a squad, it's not fun.
So like literally you and I could like warriors come out and play, decide to be in the same pro club, and then we could literally go out and play where there's us and Kat and Mike Suzik and all these people on the field at the same time.
And they could all be on our team or they could be on a different team.
I'm not cool enough to play this.
Same.
But apparently there's AI player customization so you can look different. And I feel like I'm over this. Did you, the more I go, like I played NBA 2K20 and I put my face in the game and it looked vaguely like me, but not really. And I was like, I don't know, man. I just don't. These things don't look like me, and the effort it takes to try to get a guy to look vaguely like me, I'm just not that. I just don't care anymore. But people care.
As they would say in London, I can't be arsed.
Yeah. And then there's tactics. Didn't they already have tactics? I know I'm doing a terrible job of my job, which is explaining this, but press after possession loss. But who gets to choose that? That's my big question. If there's 11 dudes or 10, if they don't have the goalie, which they might, that's the expertise I bring to a podcast about sports video games. But that's why I bring on experts like you that also haven't played it and, you know, get a real vibe.
I think that is the vibe. It's like tumbleweeds, and it's sad because I know we're breaking the hearts of people who are much cooler than us, and they play pro clubs, and they somehow have a full Sunday league of friends they play fake football with. And I'm, you know, I'm normally not a jealous person, but I'm actually jealous of those people.
I am jealous. I would love to be brought into this as like a guy who starts on the sidelines and then barely ever gets to play. Yeah. You know, like two major injuries, and that's why they brought me in.
Fine. Yeah. You're the quarterback now.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Finally, we're getting to the thing you actually care about, which is the career mode. I, of course, know nothing about it, probably. But this is, it's interesting because when I play FIFA, I basically just go into the league, the online league, and that's all I play. And I try to get to level one. We've talked about that before. But do you play the career mode or do you focus on FUT or FUT as we've previously discussed?
So I don't focus as much on FUT, but it depends on the year. So this year I played a lot more career mode than FUT. Last couple of years probably more FUT than anything else and very little career mode. But before that I'd put in probably about 2,000 hours a year.
Wow.
Between 1,000 and 2,000 hours a year just playing. And that's also counts the time on Origin where my app is just open for the little launcher and I've just left home, so it's probably closer to like 1,000. But that legitimately in that kind of range.
Did you say you'd play between 2 and 2,000 hours? Because that is a significant range. But I don't think that's what you said. But I did like that I heard it wrong. And I was like, yeah, I put anywhere. I also, Jeremy, have put between 0 and 2,000 hours towards this. 4,000. Wow. 0 to 4,000.
Yeah, infinity thousand. I think between 1,000 and 2,000. I think at the peak it actually would have been like where I would have been like playing the game and actually playing it like closer to like an actual 1,000 hours.
Right.
But most of the time it would be in career mode. I'll like edit it. I'll play with teams. I'll have fake players that I still remember, like Eddie Keel.
Wow.
Great American prospect from like 7 years ago.
Oh man.
Because I spent hundreds of hours with this fake person.
Right.
So I love career mode.
And of the changes that you saw here, what are you most excited about? Let me ask this. Did you usually just sim the games, or did you play them when you played this career mode?
The thing is that simming it compared to like Madden and the whole like interactive sim like that, until FIFA 21, that wasn't a thing.
Oh, wow.
So this whole like simming the game, you wouldn't like this. Now you can do it and pop into the first important moment. Very familiar for Madden franchise players, but for FIFA, this is a completely new thing.
Wow.
And it's kind of the stuff that this is why I was excited about, is that you can kind of play your way depending on how much time you want to invest. So early when I'm playing career mode, it's probably to get better at the game and learn the IX or Arsenal players, or I don't know, maybe I'm going to compete with Minnesota United this year, probably not. But to get to know my favorite players and just like play with those guys. And then later on, I'll probably sim more games to try to get further into the years and stuff like that. And just like playing around with the youth academy. It's not the best experience the further you get in, and you couldn't really customize things. So this list of features is so just, they haven't improved career mode this much in, I don't know, 5 years.
Wow. So this is a high trez level from you. You really trez what they're doing here.
This is like 90, trez at least. And once I actually get to play it, this has potentially 9,500 trez.
Oh, man. That's awesome. So, okay, so let's go through it. The interactive match simulation, so that's just basically the ability to sim a match. Then you can jump in or out of the match, as you mentioned, sort of a Madden-type feature. And then there's the new way to experience match gameplay. So there's fitness, player ratings, match stats, and game plan. Is that all new? Because I know they just sort of say, hey, it's new. Now there's fitness. But there was always stamina. So I don't know.
They just kind of changed the layout of things for these screens. So the new match launcher isn't really the most exciting thing in the world. It's the other stuff that's really crazy.
What's the stuff that you're seeing on this list that you want to call out that's new or exciting to you? The new match launcher?
That's fine. it's okay. The player development, where you can actually improve a player's weak foot or skill moves, or if you want to take a winger, that's my speech impediment, yeah. Winger, and turn him into a right back, or wing back, you can convert players. So you want to take Sergiño Dest and make him into a right back. Or the next one, since IXI kind of beat you to that one, you can do that. So when you get a player that looks really exciting as a striker, but he's playing as a center mid, you can start training him, and then it means it grows his attributes in those stats, and he can actually change his position, which is super fun if you're playing like a club and then a country. So you could say, hey, America doesn't have any strikers, but I'm going to develop these. I'm going to make the next Frankie Dion. I'm going to train him at center back, but then I'm going to play him at center defensive mid so that he's this like dribbling monster. It sounds like you'll be able to make cool new like player hybrids. Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, that to me sounds awesome. And there's another thing that I really liked, which is fitness related, but it's this idea that you can choose what level you want to train somebody at, and that way you can get way better stuff, but it also can wear them out. And if you don't achieve like the gold star, then you've both worn your player out and they didn't get a great thing. So when they go into a game, they're going to have bigger issues. The idea that, I've missed it. The player sharpness. That's something I'm super into.
Yeah.
Did you read about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want me to explain it, or you want to try to make sense of anything?
I think you described it pretty well, is that they created a new stat That basically lets you, that you have to manage, so that and then they added all these other systems to let you manage that and kind of balance that. So it is a cool push pull between, am I trying to boost up this youth player too quickly? Hey, maybe he's not ready to get into this match. There's some drawbacks, but if you then also consider their match readiness, it should leave you with a lot of interesting choices, as Mr. Meyer would like to say.
Well, it seems it feels very full to me. Just to be more specific about player sharpness, basically you have a sharpness rating from 0 to 100. At 50, all your stats are what they are, but if it goes lower, or if it goes higher than that, then you can have a lot more bonuses. Like, to give you an idea, they have Kylian Mbappe, and when he's basically hot, I guess, or his sharpness is good, he has a +2 on pace, a +7 on shooting, a +3 on dribbling, a +1 on physical. And that's if he had a full 100, of course, that's probably rare. And then if he had a 0, because he's just having a bad time or you've worn him out, he's got a -2 on pace, a -3 on shooting, a -2 on dribbling, a -1 on physical. And that just, to me, sounds super cool. This is kind of what I've always wanted in Madden. I always feel like it's annoying that you can just have a running back like run behind an offensive line repeatedly and nobody cares, you know, they have more unity and therefore they have better skills or they're better blockers, but at the same time they're getting more tired. You know, it's like it's almost like a boxing deal where you can just gut punch people until they wear out, and I don't feel like that's replicated very well in sports games, and I feel like they should. So that's why this feels so full to me. It just seems really cool, and yelling player sharpness before a game sounds like you know, when you have a good sharpness situation. But also what you're talking about with the player conversion, the fact that you can move somebody to a different position, that just sounds fun and interesting, because a lot of times you might have good players and you're just like, well, I definitely don't want to put Antoine Griezmann in this spot when I've already got a man named Lionel Messi. So what if I switch him around and then, you know, all that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. And then in terms of the player development, there's major attributes that generate the overall of the player for their current position. There's skill move, weak foot ratings. There's attacking, defensive work rate. And then there's attributes that fuel specialization that may not contribute to the current overall, which sounds fascinating and I don't understand.
they just basically mean that you can focus on doing things that you want to do. So like that last one is saying, I think, you can basically focus on traits. If you were to move Messi to center mid, you know, would improve his OVR rating if he's a striker, but, you know, whatever defensive positioning or interceptions would be helpful for a center mid. So you could train him to do that, to move to the midfield in his later years if that's what you want to do.
Man.
Turn him into a little Pirlo.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
That's so cool. And I'm just scanning through the rest of this. Player feedback system, their sharpness, morale, playing on his preferred position. I think that's really cool. I would love a player to just get mad at me because I'm not playing him in the right way or putting him in the game at the right time. And that's they have said that there's going to be, like, you can lose morale. Like, if you keep a guy on the sidelines but keep training him up but never play him, that's kind of cool. What's the team schedule planning? Did you read about this?
Yeah, so, I mean, all this kind of fits into the whole, it's kind of like Football Manager Light.
Right.
And that is a fantastic idea. So they've managed to hit a really nice sweet spot with that. And Football Manager, even the touch version, lets you change your schedule and, say, add an extra people. You can schedule friendlies against maybe clubs you want to beat up on, or, you know, someone to give you a boost to play your rookies against. I don't know if there's money or anything like that. I didn't read how, basically, if that matters. But being able to manage your schedule a little bit more realistically and maybe give your youth players or rookies some chances to play some more, get them some sharpness, that sounds really fun.
I love sharpness.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great thing.
I mean,
it is a good mechanic.
Yeah.
It does give you this kind of like, oh, you know, it gives you a lot of decisions to make.
What a time to be alive. A new category, a new stat. Whoever thought that was going to happen? Bayern just went up 2-0 on Lyon after Lyon missed an early opportunity to score. I feel like, yeah, it does. It's not often that we get a new category, so I feel like this is pretty huge. We've come to the 30-minute mark, which I told you we would just stop the podcast at the 30-minute mark, which seemed hilarious to me. But in retrospect, we're so close. The new transfer options and improvements, there's loan to buy, there's AI player swap proposals, contract renewal improvements. Which one of those are you most trezzing?
Oh, I think not loan to buy. That's not even the one I'm trezzing the most. The one I'm trezzing the most, we'll finish on the highest of high notes, the youth academies now.
Ooh.
They start off, I think, with real players.
Holy crap.
And so when you go to a new club, when you transfer, like if you were a coach and you went to a new club, you'd have like a few of the real youth academy players to start. So you take over one of these clubs that are deep with all these youth talents that you've been hyping. You basically start off with a minor league like you do in MLB The Show. FIFA's never had that before. It's all just made up. So that is, I am trusting that to like infinity.
Man, that's awesome, because that really kind of extends the game in some way. Like you could play five seasons and then you're hitting who used to be a 15-year-old in a youth academy, and now they're playing in a real way for your team. So that seems super cool to me. And I also love like bringing up young talent. Like that's a big thing. I like starting Madden with the draft. I like fake players, but I like the idea of a real player that feels fake, because then when I see him in real life, I'll have this whole backstory for him. Like he's just making his debut and I'm like, oh, this guy's future is laid out. I know exactly what happens to him. That's really
cool.
Yeah. I followed him for years. And also, if you're one of these guys who is 15 years old and is playing in the youth academy, is it 15 years old for youth academy? I'm just throwing that out there, because
that's normally the youngest they put in FIFA. Yeah.
So yeah, like if you're some 15-year-old and you're actually in FIFA, how cool is that?
Oh man,
I don't understand how they can do that from a licensing perspective, but I guess they just go, hey, Chelsea youth academy, good or bad, we're doing it. Okay, great, thank you.
They're probably doing it as part of their broader license or the FIFA Pro license. It seems impossible to me too, but that's what's, if this is real, then, because they just added all these players to the like the FIFA online database that are in youth academies, so I think that's what this says and what is actually happening.
I want to end now on my biggest thing, because you know, youth academy, whatever, broadcast improvements, full refresh of French League One Uber Eats and League Two BKT overlay packages. I mean,
Frit alors,
iconic atmosphere. You can follow in the steps of Liverpool's YNWA, Manchester City, Real Madrid. More clubs will have their anthems implemented, like Chelsea, Dortmund, AC Milan, Atletico Madrid. Is it Atletico Madrid or Athletico Madrid? Jeez.
I wish I knew. We'll go with the yeah, I have no idea. Yeah. I'm going to get it wrong.
Localized stadium announcers, French, English, Italian, German, and Spanish. Do you ever play FIFA in a non-English language when you're just playing?
Oui.
It's c'est bon. I played in French for a while, and I was just like, that was before I lived in Paris and learned some stuff, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great. I've even changed the whole FIFA menu to French right now so that I can learn, but either the French or the Dutch. The Mexican Spanish is kind of spazzy when they score a goal and do the extended goal.
Right.
Otherwise, pretty fun, but yeah, French is my favorite.
Yeah. It's great. And then the new broadcast stories that they're going to have mean that commentators will pick up things like your managerial club debut, your manager of the month award winner, debut of a high-profile youth player, which to me sounds cool. Like, how great is that? Yeah. Milestones for matches played and matches won as a manager, important player returning from injury, obviously, like, that's great. Player facing his previous club. I don't know. I was joking, but now that I've actually read this for the first time and I'm reacting, I'm like, this is really cool. I got to say, FIFA is doing it. This is fantastic.
I'm as surprised as you are, and I think a lot of people should be.
I'm talking about Volta. I'm not talking about this shit with the...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, me too.
Nonsense.
I know I spent a lot of hours, but it's ultimately Volta. I'm just preparing for Volta.
I've spent between 0 and 9,000 hours playing Volta, and it is great. But this... Honestly, the career mode, I guess in one way, I'm just like, well, how is this going to transfer to online in any way, and will it matter to me, or will I just play it because I'm like, I just want to be the youth academy coach and then build my way up? Is that possible? Tell me that, FIFA.
I don't know if you can be the academy coach. But to answer your earlier question, that is actually part of what makes it exciting for you, you know, through lines, call back to the last episode. How do you get good at FIFA? The drills.
Right.
They made a change to the drills. So, A, they make the drills, you have to do a lot more drills, and you got to play these little things. So each of those are an individual skill. So once you get better at them, you know, your rating will go up. But this is what's bonkers about it that they say here, and I don't know if it's every player, every drill, but once you've done a drill to a certain grade, you will always get that grade when you sim it.
Oh,
so
nice.
If you can get an A in any one of the drills, after that, just sim it always for the rest of that career. So it gives you a really good reason to do these drills, build up the skills in terms of playing the game. I think it's very smart of them. It'll make more people play the ultimate team that makes them money. But it should really make you better at playing FIFA and really reward you by building up your, you know, Lucius Dupree or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Dupree?
Yeah.
Yeah, so being able to build up your characters will be so much more satisfying now. And you will actually be getting better as a result. I think it sounds very smart if it really works like this.
I love it. Jeremy, you've been an amazing guest. Thank you for coming back. If there are any more FIFA reveals, we'll have you back on. Otherwise, we'll do a day and date in which we actually play the game, and then we talk about what we think about it. Although this stuff, it might take us a few days to really, you know, understand it. But you're probably going to quit your job so you can play to get your 2,000 hours in, so it won't be a problem for you. But thanks for being on. Anything else besides just the last thing I want to say, which is there's inside the zone dribbling, extreme hot potato, and defending scenarios. I don't know. This is just the screen on here, but I saw extreme hot potato, and I just wanted to talk about it. Do you know what extreme hot potato is?
Hot potato, hot potato. Oh, do you have to pay a licensing fee if I say more bars of this?
Oh, shit. Don't do it. Don't do it. I like when you said you rhymed earlier with skills and something else, and skills and drills, and I was like, oh, he's going to just keep rhyming for the rest of the episode. But you didn't, so I'm disappointed in you, but also thankful. Thanks for being on Sports Anomaly. We'll talk to you when FIFA releases. Ha ha ha.